as I was just trying to really hear God. And I know that second Sunday is my Sunday to preach, but I was like, God, you know, talk to me. I see you so much. I see so much around me, but talk to me. And God said, let's talk about God's joy this morning. Let's talk about his joy. Hallelujah. And James 1 and 1, 1 through 4, Elder, if you could bring it up for me. Amen. Amen. Let's talk about joy this morning. God's joy this morning. This is James talking, a servant of God. So he was being used by God. And of the Lord Jesus Christ. So not only was he being used by God, but he was being used by the Lord, our Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen? And he was writing and talking to the 12 tribes. Amen? Amen? It's almost like 12 cities, if I had to bring it to current day, right? Amen, Elder? Amen? I want to teach this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that was 12 cities that James himself was talking to. Hallelujah. Go on, Elder. He said, count it all joy. This is what James was talking about to the 12 cities. Amen? He said, count it all joy, my brethren. You can even add in there sisters, because he was talking to all of them. Amen? He said, count it all joy when you meet trials, he said, of various kinds. So he was already telling you that different kinds of trials was coming your way. Amen? Amen? Amen. He was already letting you know that you're going to encounter this stuff, right? Amen? Amen? And he went on and said kinds. And so I was like, okay, all right, Jesus, I see. Because we do have various kinds of things that try to trip us up. Try to make us frown. Try to upset our heart. You know, try to come into our family life and make it seem like what it ain't and what it is. Amen? Amen? So that's that various kinds. He said, for you know that the testing of your faith produce steadfastness. Hallelujah. Steadfastness. I couldn't understand it when they used to say it back at PZ, or it just old people in general would say, be steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. So he was telling us that, listen, y'all, you know, us as Christians, sometimes when we go through stuff, people can smell the stench of our stuff. They can see the stench of our stuff. And I ain't even talking about because you are Christian. I'm talking about because you married to Jesus Christ. If you're really married to him, the sin world or the unsaved world shouldn't see your stench. Amen. They should see the joy of the Lord. Even if you're going through something, if something has hit your home, something has hit your job, something has hit your life, maybe it wasn't even you. Hallelujah. But it was around you that still affects your life. The young lady, Auntie Shirley, granddaughter, she 19 years old in that car accident on Wheaton and Victory. That affect our life. This is a baby now, 19 years old. This is a baby that our babies went to school with and didn't even know that we knew each other. But her life gone just like that. Just like that, because someone ran a red light. So me and Mama went to the house with joy. Amen. Amen. Because now this family needs joy. See, what we be thinking that, oh, you know, it's about the long skirts and, you know, you can't do this and you can't do that. But that ain't what it's about. If you got that joy of Jesus on the inside of your soul, you can cause things to turn around for somebody else. That's the kind of joy that I'm talking about. I went on a little bit further. And I didn't give elders these scriptures, but just follow me just for a little bit. Just a little bit. We're going to get out here on time today. Amen? Because I don't preach long anyway, ain't it, Pastor? Amen. Amen. But the Holy Ghost is talking. He said, Nehemiah 8 and 10. Then he said unto them, go your own way. Eat the fat and drink the sweet and send portions. Let me go back to that part. He said, go So that means he already fed you. He already gave you what you needed. So he's sending you on your way. Amen. He said to eat the fat and drink the sweet. And then he didn't just stop there. That's what I love about him. He said, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. Who y'all think he's talking about? Hallelujah. When we got the fat that we can eat, we got the drink that we can drink, but somebody over there is suffering. Somebody over there doesn't have the fat. They don't have the sweet. They don't have enough. And so God said, I give you joy not for yourself, but for that you can share with someone else. Amen. Amen. When he gives us these things, he don't just give it to us for ourselves. And I think sometimes as people of God, that's where we get lost at. Because we say, God is blessing me. God is pouring out on me. God is doing this thing in me. But did you connect with somebody else? Were you able to reach out and say, you know what, sister, guess what? This is what I got, and we're going to share this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is what I cook, and you can come on over here and get some. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, sister so-and-so in the hospital, amen, and all of us might got $5, but that's $5, $10, $15, $20 that we can share. And what I'm trying to show you is don't share it in an ungiving spirit, but share it in joy. That you know that God said if you give, he'll give back to you good measures, pressed down, shaking together, and running over. Does that mean that people are supposed to abuse you and use you? No. That ain't what that mean. And when you're connected with Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit is talking to you, he will tell you. He will let you know whether that sister or that brother is being sincere about the help. Amen? 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 Amen. Let's go on now. It says, for this day is holy unto our Lord. Did you hear that? So even when you give, elder, now you, elder is our teacher. Amen? Help me out, elder. So even when you give, God is saying that is a holy, that day is holy unto him. So when you're giving, God is already saying, look at my child. Oh, she going to get it back double fold. Oh, yes, Lord, because that day is set aside. Hallelujah. God said, I already wrote that in the book of life. It's already there because I already know that you was going to give and you weren't going to just give in a nasty way. You was going to give with joy. Hallelujah. Let's talk about joy. God's joy. When people see you and they wonder, they be like, you know, I heard all that about you, but you don't look like nothing what they're saying. I ain't supposed to. I'm not supposed to look like what they're saying. I'm supposed to look like the person I'm married to, and I'm married to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. God gave me this early this morning. God said, tell them, say, with joy, there's some doors that I can open without keys. I say, well, Jesus Christ. He said, you don't even need the keys if you do it in joy. I say, well, God, ain't that a blessing? He gonna open the doors because I'm joyful. Because despite what I might have went through this morning or last night, my joy, my clothing of joy. Because, see, you got to have that clothing of joy. Do you drop it just like you drop your dress off when you go home, right? But you pick it back up. We don't want to always pick it back up. We want to keep continually walking in it. Because the more we walk in it, the stronger he makes us. The more we walk in it, the better things seem. The more we walk in it, them doors that I'm talking about. I'm a witness about them doors. The doors where people say you're not supposed to be. The doors where people say, you got to do some more. You, what you doing here? Oh, it was, you know, God's joy brought me here now. I'm here. And you ain't supposed to give me no trouble now because God sent me. And he already had it set up for me. So when I see you doing things that's not of God, guess what I do? Father, help him, Jesus. Bless him, Lord. I show enough. Bless him, God. In my spirit, bless him. Help him, God. They don't even know what they're doing right now. They don't even know who's sitting at this table with them right now. It's Jesus. It ain't even Tia. But guess what? They want to be doing all that messy stuff, see? But we need more people that will stand up and say, It's the joy of the Lord. I'm going ahead of myself now. Because it says, neither be ye sorry. It says, don't you be, Aisha, don't you be sorry. God brought you here on this. You don't owe nobody no apologies. Tia don't owe nobody no apologies. That's what the word say. It say, neither be ye sorry. And in terms that I can break it down, for the babies, don't you be sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Woo! His joy clothes me. Hallelujah. 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 The good thing about God is when he calls you to something, he makes the way. So many times we're trying to create the way. But God say, I already made the way. So all I need you to do is wait till I part that Red Sea for you and you can walk on through it. But if you're trying to walk through it with all that stuff coming down on you without God, you'll drown. You can't do it. 1 Peter 4 and 13 says, but rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. As much as you are partakers of Christ, that you got to suffer. So if I'm a suffer looking sad, I don't think that's what Jesus wants. For a long time, I didn't understand that. Amen? Amen? I thought suffering mean, well, since she ain't got it, or, you know, you done did this or you done did that, and so God ain't forgiving nothing. The devil is a liar. I can remember, what's the young lady, the young lady, that sings Bigger Than, Jakayla. Yeah, she said, every time the devil says I am something, I tell him that I'm not. And every time God says that I'm something, I say that I am that what God has said. So many times when the devil speaks, we're quick to grasp hold to what he says, and then we walk in it because we're thinking, oh, that voice in my head, I can't determine whether that's God or the devil. But guess what? Whenever it's something contrary to what God has said about your life, God already said that you are the head and not the tail. You are the lender and not the borrower. See, these things that God has already said about us, but the devil will come back and say, you know, you broke. You don't receive that. Yes, he is. You don't receive that now. Oh, no, ma'am. You walk on in faith and you say, yes, Lord, I am. I am wonderfully blessed. Yes, I am the head and not the tail. I had to do that many of times being saved, and even now. But what I'm learning is, see, we try to, people try to get us in this place, amen, where you are so-called operating in a way that looks good. But when Jesus does it, it ain't about me looking good, smelling good, seeming good. It's about all the glory and honor belongs to him. Yes. Amen. Yes. When he starts doing it, he's saying, I don't want nobody else to take my glory. Because the joy that you about to birth out of your stomach, I'm going to need that for my glory. That's how God works. He said, I don't want nobody else to say they brought you a car, gave you a house, gave you a check, did this and that. He said, who am God? I'm going to do it like this. And when I do it like that, it's going to be, God, I give you glory. Oh, Lord, you're the sole God. You are everything, Jesus. I love you, God. Because he said, now, don't you give my stuff to nobody else. Because you married to him. So why would you give your stuff to somebody else? Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Let me go on. I don't got to watch on. When his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceedingly joy. So when his glory has been revealed, when that thing that you wasn't looking for or you didn't know God was already working it out, there goes that exceeding joy. Let's talk about God's joy. I don't want to bore you with this, but sometimes we get away from our first love. And our first love is Jesus. Do you remember the first time you got saved or the first time the Holy Spirit touched you or the first time the Spirit sat with you, because the Spirit touches each and every one of us differently. Some of us, we sit quietly, we cry. Some of us, we raise our hands. Some of us, like myself, I shout hallelujah and even may give him a dance. And so when the Holy Spirit and the Spirit touches you, you should be glad with exceeding joy. That's continuous joy. That's that long joy. That joy that comes out of your belly. Comes out your belly, though. Because he said, how you said, Pastor? It should flow out of you like wells of living water. Amen? That's what the word does. When it's deep down rooted inside of you, it got the flow. And when it flows, it's almost like Mary and Elizabeth. When they got together, the baby jumped and leaped. So I don't never want to be around people that, yeah, listen, all day people say, ain't you a minister? And I am. That's what God called me. But that ain't all that God made me to be. That's not what all he made me to be. He made me to be a prayer warrior. So some nights I'm praying. Days I'm praying for them that he put in front of my eyes. Amen. So we don't want people to start boxing God in, saying, oh, God, just you're a minister? No, I'm an ambassador for Christ. My life is a living testimony of Christ, of what he can do for a broken, beat-down girl to a awesome woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A woman that is not afraid to say, if God send me down this purple way right here, I'm not afraid to go. I will go. Does that mean that I'm going to have some imperfectness while I'm going? Yes, I'm going to have it. But the key is that I'm married to Jesus. And I ain't bucking with the devil no more. Because see here, he ain't no good. He's no good to me. He steals my joy. He makes me sad. He makes me depressed. He makes me beat down. He makes me not love myself. He makes me do things to myself that I don't want to do. But when I got with Jesus, Jesus said, tell him, I love you. I love you with all your imperfect ways, all your nasty ways, all your messed up ways, all that stuff that's beaded and gritted in your body. He said, I love you with all of that. And that's where the joy comes in. That's how the joy flows with God, when you can say with him face to face. Don't ever let nobody tell you can't get face to face with him, because you're supposed to be in his presence. And you're supposed to be saying, God, you know what? I messed up. God, it's ugly on the inside right here. God, I need you to clean it up, God. God, I need you to wipe me over, make me over, God. Give me a brand new sense of who you are. I want to fall in love with you all. I fall in love with Jesus at least 3 times a month, maybe more than that. But I'm just saying, because sometimes we do go on and we out there, we running, and every now and again I get into my room and I say, Father, I love you. God, I love you so much, Jesus. My soul loves you, God. And he's saying, okay, that's my daughter. Let me get on this side where she at. Yeah. And even when he has assigned me to different things, and I say, God, okay, I see you. You want me to pray. I told him on Facebook, I say, listen, some of y'all, they type so fast on Facebook and put that mess on there. How about you say, I'm going to pray for you? Because God ain't got to tell you you're a prayer warrior to pray for people. Just pray and shut your mouth. Because what you're putting on there is garbage and it's damaging somebody's life. You may be the cause of somebody. They was right there with the suicide. Now they done fall over the cliff with the suicide. Because of something that you put on Facebook. It's in the power of the tongue. And so while you're typing, I want the Holy Ghost to grab loose of the hands and say, don't you put that on there. Don't you send that. Because I honestly believe that people are a step away from falling off the cliff. And even on Facebook, if they never say it, sometimes you can see it by their posts. If you're a true follower and you watch and pray, not watch and gossip. Somebody came to me yesterday, Jesus, at an open event, Lord, that I was at. And they say, how you doing, Tia? I said, I'm doing good. wondering, wow, I say, I know I haven't seen you on Facebook either. But a word on the street is you live with your mama. I say, Jesus, I say, you don't even know nobody that I know, is it? She's talking about, I say, who told you that? Who said it? She couldn't tell me who said it. I say, so since she can't tell me who said it, y'all need to stop talking about me. Amen? Amen. Don't talk about me now, and don't come sit by me while I'm working. I'm volunteering at the people thing, and you bringing me foolishness. How the world? I say, Jesus. I did a whole turnaround, Lord. I said, Lord Jesus, they don't know. They don't know, God. I thank you for salvation. Because I would have had to say some words to her, but I say, baby, listen here. What the world? What is you bringing that to me for? Whether I live with my mama, she live with me, who cares? You might need to live with your mama so you can have some extra money. Come on now. I just, for the world of me, want people to just get in a relationship with God and really let Christ talk to you. Because when you let Christ talk to you, Auntie Shirley, I know Auntie Shirley from when she used to hang with Grandma. And the woman that I saw the other day, God has done some awesome work in this woman's life. This woman was saying, listen, I got to be strong for my daughter, my grandkids. I got this on lock. Ain't nobody coming in here with no foolishness because we binding in them. I say, well, look at Auntie Shirley. Yes. I say, well, look at God. If God can go in this woman who is 60-something, I think she said 62, 63, and I know her since I've been a girl, and her mouth was ugly, and if you was a child like these babies do now, when they be listening to our conversations, she didn't care if she wasn't blood. What she said is, y'all children need to get up out of here, and they will send us out. And she did not care. Her and my grandmother was not blood sisters, but it didn't care. She was our auntie, and when she had say, move, who had say something? What? We didn't say nothing to that lady. No, get up from here and go. Because we were afraid, and we respected her. Yes. And so I know y'all said, well, why is that talking about joy? Because it is. Because, see, when we have the joy of the Lord, we act different. We march different. We speak different. You say, are you perfect? No, I'm not perfect. But I have a Father who loves me. And I repent, get my heart clean, and pick it up and try it again the next day. Let me go on. Jude 1 and 24 says, now unto him that is able, see, that's just what I was talking about, to keep you, me, from falling and to present you faultless. So even though we act fool up, we crazy sometimes, the word said he's going to present us what? Faultless. But see, you got to do some things too now. He said before the presence of his glory, so that means you got to be where? In his glory, in his presence, talking to him in order for him to have exceeding joy. There go that word exceeding again. Exceeding joy. Joy that nobody can knock down. Joy that nobody can take away from you. Joy that, guess what? I was a single mother of four children and I made it. Amen? That type of joy. That type of joy. Listen, they say this about me, but guess what? God said that about me. That type of joy. My Lord. Come on. Come on. When you walk in a room and you know they've been talking about you and you still got joy on your face, that type of joy. When they calling a meeting on you, Lord have mercy. And you know it's about you. Yeah. And you still can walk in that meeting, hallelujah, with a smile on your face and some abundance in your life. That's that type of joy I'm talking about. That's joy. And you know what? For our babies, what I want for them to get is even they need joy. Because rather you being bullied in class, whether a group of kids don't like you, we bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit because nobody has no more power over you. You don't give them power over you. to have your mind be altered to take your life. Come on, y'all. Y'all know we losing kids left and right, taking their life out because a group of kids at school is bullying them, tearing them down, making them feel less than. And they carrying this stuff with on the inside of them. And nobody think to pray. Evangelist, nobody not pulling down strongholds for these babies. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. Mind, I don't even know. Sometimes I come in their room and touch the head. I'm pleading the blood of Jesus. Dominique and Chantel, glory to God. Now that they're able to know God for themselves. But when I was responsible for those lives, I plead the blood. I went through my house and put the blood on the post on every door sill in the house. Now, you know, I thought they said the front door, but guess what? I do all doors. Everything that got an interest to it, I plead the blood. Because the devil, he already knows our weaknesses, right? He knows. But our God is so much stronger, so much bigger than anything that the enemy can bring. And I say, y'all say, yeah, you saying that, but I'm telling you. When you begin to speak life over things that God has put in your hands and you let the devil know that, listen, God said this is mine. God said that I have dominion over the, I have dominion. He gave me dominion over the sea, over the land. Hallelujah. And he said, whatsoever I bind in earth is bind in heaven. And whatever I loose in heaven is loosed on earth. See, that's that joy. That's that joy, that joy. Because see, when you have these different, oh, Lord have mercy, shields, amen, of God. So whether it's joy, love, peace, whichever one you carry with you, maybe you carry all three of them at the same time. You let the devil know he can't have your peace. He can't have your joy. He can't have your love. These things don't belong to him. You can't have my mind. Because it don't belong to him. You can't have my heart because it don't belong to him. I told Maureen Donna, I said, listen, y'all got to start praying for God to anoint your hands. And we watched last Sunday. And we want God to continuously anoint them because it's just so much that's trying to captivate them because they're anointed. They was already spoke in existence to say that they were going to give God glory from the womb. And they're going to give him glory, evangelist. They're going to give him glory. They're going to give him praise. They're going to lift his name up. And sometimes I catch Donald, hallelujah, when he praying. He already got it in his stomach. Because the anointing rests on you. And your job is to carry the anointing out the doors into the school. I know it seemed like a big job right now. I'm talking to my own. Because right now, they're not mine. They belong to Christ. And see, where we fail as parents is we think that these are ours, but they're not. He only lend them to us. And if we do not take care of them, the blood is on our hands. Amen? Amen? So we're talking about God's joy this morning. And I don't have any more. Amen? The Holy Spirit has said what I know that he wanted to say, because I'm telling you that Minister Sister Tia Brightwell, I am not perfect. None of us are. We'd be telling a lie if we said we were. But the thing that I have loved and come to know is that I have the joy of the Lord, and it's my life. His joy is my life. When people say you look like you're shining, I'm glad, because that means the radiance of Jesus is illuminating your life right now. You just want to be in the same place where I am. You just got to have a meeting with me. You just got to have a sit down with me. They say I'm the most meetingest lady you ever want to meet. But guess what? In the meetings, I'm binding up devils, pulling down strongholds, and I want them to be free. And you ain't going around with no bottle all in the public and you all out there talking about something, and then I bind it. And then, come on now. Come on. God, what I love about him is when he exposed. But when he give you an assignment, go on and do that assignment, because what you thinking he's telling you, he may not be saying that to you. That sister might can't handle you talking her business out in open. That sister wife can't handle you giving her money in the open in front of people, which you ain't supposed to be doing that anyway, because that's the word of God. He says, so whatever you do in open, you will be rewarded. You have already received your reward. Amen? That's what the word says. And so we just got to get back to the love of Jesus Christ, the love that covers a multitude of sins. And when it covers that multitude of sins, the joy of the Lord is sitting right there. Amen? Stand to your feet. Amen. Amen. I'm done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God some praise for us.